Flowers of Wisconsin. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months. Or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th.
Go to the top of the sixth inning, a 1-1 ball game. Sal Frelick leading things off. Half-hearted swing and a miss at a changeup down low, and it's 0-1 on Sal. Ground ball to first behind the bag, picked up by Telez. He will step on the bag, one step in front of Frelick for the first out here in the sixth inning. Sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Our contestant is Carson Paler from Arcadia. Carson will win a gift card jackpot of $450 if a member of the crew hits a home run this inning, and $100 added for each additional home run here in the sixth. William Contreras, the batter, and the first pitch to him is high for a ball, and it's 1-0. Visit any participating Woodman's store to enter. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and details. 1-0, swing and a miss at a fastball at 97. And it's 1-1. Contreras 0-2 so far tonight. Jones kicks and delivers the 1-1. This is a ground ball through the left side and into left field for a base hit for Contreras. So Contreras aboard with one out. And before Adames hits, 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With Josh Maurer and Ken Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you. 1-1 ball game, top of the sixth in Pittsburgh. And now a warning given to Jones by home plate umpire Jeremy Rehak that essentially is saying, make sure Willie Adames has his eyes up on you before you come set. Runner at first and one out. Jones brings home the pitch and a swing and a miss from Adames at an elevated fastball at 97. Hobie Milner continues to get loose in the Brewers bullpen. It is quiet in that Pirates pen. A one. Adames pops one up foul behind home plate and out of play. And it's nothing and two. About springtime in Wisconsin. Beautiful flowers, trees greening up, and of course the smell of Usinger's sausage on the grill. Brats, hot dogs, Italians. How about the cheddar and jalapeno? This is fouled out of play. First base side by Adames. And it's nothing and two. They're all great. Check out the entire Usinger lineup at your local grocer. No balls and two strikes on Adames. Just one out in the inning. The pitch. High fly ball out to left. Racing back is Suwinski. He's got a play, though. Tails off a little bit. Moves to his left and makes the catch a couple of steps in front of the warning track for the second out, and that gets Bowers to the plate. This has been a very well-pitched game. Just eight hits between the two teams. It feels like less than that. Five for Pittsburgh, three for Milwaukee. Bowers is 0-2, a ground out and a strikeout today, seeing Jones for the third time. The pitch. Fouled back and out of play. It's 0-1. Brewers faced a very tough pitcher, albeit a very different style of pitcher, in Sonny Gray yesterday. And seeing one of the phenoms right now in the National League in Jared Jones tonight. 0-1. Bauer is a little late on a fastball at 96. He wasn't sure he wanted to commit to it. It's 0-2. 1-1 ball game, top of the sixth inning. Jones, the pitch, line down the left field line. That's a fair ball. It'll roll all the way into the corner for Jake Bowers. Contreras on his way to third. Bowers motoring into second with a stand-up double. So the Brewers with second and third and two outs, and they'll get Hoskins to the plate, who homered against Jones in his last at-bat. And that is going to draw a visit to the mound for Pittsburgh. Oscar Marine, the pitching coach, is on his way out there to talk to Jared Jones. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of Westbin, the Silver Lining. And visits to the mound brought to you by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Grand opening's coming in May. It's a state-of-the-art sports betting venue at Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. A new era of sports betting. So Oscar Marine jogging back into the Pirates dugout, and you get the feeling this is one of those big moments in this game. Well-pitched game, 1-1. You don't have as many moments in games like this. Big opportunity in front of Rhys Hoskins right here. Jones kicks and delivers. And Rhys tried to check. He was able to. They appeal to first. And Clint Vondrak says he didn't go. It's 1-0 as the slider missed low. Rhys is the reason this game is tied. A solo shot back in the fifth. 1-0 pitch, and Hoskins took a strike. That was a slider at the knees, and it's 1-1. And Jones hasn't given him a fastball yet after Hoskins turned around a 97-mile-per-hour fastball to left field in his last at bat. 1-1, and he nailed the outside corner. Again, another slider, and it's 1-2. Hoskins hunting that fastball right now. Crowd making some noise, maybe as much as they've made all night here at PNC Park. 1-2 pitch is high, and it's even now, 2-2. Josh Fleming getting loose in the Pirates bullpen right now. Jones approaching 90 pitches. This will be number 87 right here. 2-2's way outside. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. The most he's thrown in a start this year is 89. That was in his first start of the season. So he is very much at the end of his day. You would imagine this is probably his last batter either way. Three balls and two strikes on Hoskins. Here's the pitch. Down and away, and Hoskins works the walk. So the Brewers have loaded the bases with 2 outs. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And now Blake Perkins to the plate. And that was probably the one outcome of that at-bat that might have left Jones in. Obviously, if he gets the strikeout, the inning is over. If Hoskins comes through with a big hit, the Pirates might have elected to go in a different direction, but they're going to roll with their starting pitcher here with the bases loaded in Perkins. First pitch to Perkins. In there with a strike, it's 0-1. Just the second walk issued by Jones, and that matches all the walks he'd issued all season coming into tonight. 0-1 is down and in with a slider, and it's even at 1 ball and 1 strike. So a big opportunity here for Blake Perkins. He's 0-for-1 with a walk today. The 1-1. Perkins a ground ball right into the glove of Jones, who reached out, found it, underhand toss to Telez, and he gets out of it. That ball was hit pretty hard off the bat of Blake Perkins. And Jones just stuck the glove out. Look what I found. And the Pirates able to escape the jam in the top of the six. We go to the bottom of six, tied at 1 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Are you serious about fun? Shop your boat club, formerly Herget Sports Shop in Oshkosh. With brands like Patagonia, Free People Movement, Helly Hansen, Telec, Hyperlite, and Old Town, they've got you covered from head to toe. Your boat club sports shop has adventure rentals like boats, e-bikes, fat tire bikes, kayaks, and more. No matter your lifestyle, your boat club has a membership option for you. Take the hassle out of boating and enjoy the best parts of being on the water. Check them out today at 1232 North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, Yadish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addish & Jones and Signature Homes by Addish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addish & Jones, then
call the Movers.
TMJ.
Joe Ross stays in the game for the Brewers, a 1-1 ballgame. The crew just left the bases loaded in the top half of the sixth. And now Brian Reynolds, Key Brian Hayes, and Rowdy Tellez scheduled to hit for Pittsburgh. Ross has pitched well so far. Five innings, five hits, a run, a walk, and four strikeouts for Joe. Reynolds, a switch hitter, up there as a lefty in the first pitch, a swing and a miss at the slider. It's 0-1. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. Seven cheeseburgers, two orders of fries for just $17.99. Win, lose, home or away, visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. A one. Swung on and fouled back behind home plate. It's no balls and two strikes on Reynolds, who is 0 for 1 with a walk tonight. Against Ross. Milner continues to get loose in the Brewers' bullpen. You would presume that is for Rowdy Tellez, who is scheduled to hit third in this inning. May depend on what happens in the two at-bats prior to that also. Ross kicks and brings home the 0-2. And he missed inside with a two-seam fastball. One ball and two strikes on Reynolds. Tied at one. Couple of solo home runs, one from McCutchen for Pittsburgh and one for Hoskins for Milwaukee. 1-2 pitch. Missed low, and it's two balls and two strikes. He didn't chase the changeup. Sun has gone down here in Pittsburgh. The light's in full effect. And the moon up above the skyline of downtown, right straight away in center. 2-2 way outside with a curveball. It's full now. Three balls and two strikes. Ross trying to prevent that leadoff man from reaching here. Looks in, has the one he wants. And the 3-2 pitch. Ground ball to first. Gloved by Bowers. He's going to run to the bag to retire Reynolds for the first out. And Ross has been a ground ball machine today. He's really pitched well so far. Brewers were hoping for a good start after getting a good one from Colin Ray yesterday. And so far, Joe Ross has absolutely delivered. Here's Key Brian Hayes. First offering. Swing and a miss at a curveball. It's 0-1. Hayes is 0 for 2. Ground out and a strikeout looking. One of the four strikeouts for Ross so far tonight. Kicks and delivers the 0-1. It's a ground ball behind the bag at third. Backhanded by Ortiz. Long throw to first, and it's a little bit wide. Bowers couldn't hold the bag. He's able to knock it down. It'll be an infield single for Key Brian Hayes. What a play it would have been by Ortiz. Oh, they give him an error for that? No way. No way. He was in foul territory when he threw the ball. That'll get changed. He was in foul territory when he let go of the ball. For the time being, they've ruled that an E5. Pat Murphy is on his way out of the dugout, and he's made a call to the bullpen. They're going to get Hobie Milner to come in and face Rowdy Tellez. U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen has been made. They're proud to support the Brewers, and remind you that when the Brewers are on, your hands are for high-fiving, not scrolling. U.S. Cellular, built for us. One on, one out. Bottom of the sixth inning, Hobie Milner coming on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with US Mode from US Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, US Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. US Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the US Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to US Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. Get cleaner clothes and softer skin with our selection of Morton water softeners. Water softeners can extend the life of your plumbing and household appliances. Plus, Morton's Wi-Fi integration allows for tracking and alerts, which puts you in control of your water. Hurry into Menards to pick up your water softener today and check out Menards.com. to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Golfers are excited about playing Sweetgrass and Sage Run. Book your early season golf adventure today. Early season runs May 3rd through May 24th. Stay and play golf packages start at $110. Add to your experience a post-round massage at the Drift Spa. Enjoy a steak and cold beer, then time with your friends at your favorite table games. Visit islandresortgolf.com and take a drive.
Tied at one, bottom of the sixth inning. Hobie Milner coming on for the Crew with a runner at first and one away. And Connor Joe, a right-handed hitter, is going to pinch hit for Rowdy Tellez. So Tellez, his night is done, and now Joe at the plate. And Milner's first pitch is lined into right. That's going to drop in front of Churio for a base hit. Station to station goes Hayes, and now first and second. And one away, and Jack Suwinski coming to the plate. So a little bit of stress here for the Brewers to try to get out of this inning. Hayes at second is Ross's responsibility. Joe just singled against Milner. And now here's Suwinski, who's got some thump. Just two home runs on the season. And is 0 for 2 tonight. Fly down to the warning track back in the fourth. And first pitch swinging, it's a ground ball. Bowers, Fields, and the shuffle pass to Milner gets away. It's off the facing of the Brewers' dugout. Around third is Brian Hayes to score. That ground ball took Bowers a little ways away from the first base bag, so he fielded it and probably had a little more time than he thought. Tried a backhanded shovel pass to Milner, and he just didn't lead him enough. And as a result of it, Milner tried to barehand it, reach back for it, and it gets all the way back to the Brewers dugout. And he had more time than that, I think. But in the middle of the game, things can speed up a little bit on you. And it was just hit to an awkward spot on the infield where Bowers had to go get it, and Milner, a lefty, is always going to be a little bit later getting over there to cover. So the Pirates have scored a run. It's 2-1, and now the challenge for Hobie is going to be to get out of this with just the one run allowed. Joe went all the way to third on the play. It'll be an E3 on Bowers. And now runners on the corners, and Michael A. Taylor is the batter, and the Brewers will scramble some bodies down in that bullpen again. So Taylor runs well. He's a tough guy to double up if you're thinking double play. The pitch, he bunts it right in front of home plate. Contreras will field it and tap Taylor on the back for the out. Moving up to second is Suwinski. And now there's two outs. Contreras was trying to get a second out of that somehow, some way. But he did the right thing. He got the out that was literally a foot in front of him, and Taylor, he was barely out of the box. So he tagged him and then thought about throwing the second, but he didn't want Joe to dash home from third, so he ended up eating the baseball. 2-1 Pirates lead, bottom of the sixth. Runners at second and third and two outs, and O'Neill Cruz the batter. First pitch down in the dirt, smothered by Contreras. It's 1-0. So not out of this yet if you're Hobie, but it'd be a good job to get out of it with just the one run allowed. 1-0 pitch. Cruz, liner into left. That's going to get down for a base hit. Joe is in. Around third is Suwinski. He's going to score. The Pirates have played at three in this inning, and they lead it 4-1. O'Neill Cruz yet to be retired tonight. He's 3-for-3, and he drives in three big runs with a single off the end of the bat into left. And that'll get Henry Davis to the plate. And that was the swing you were looking to avoid right there. Turns it into a crooked number here in the bottom of the sixth. Only one of these runs charged to Joe Ross. And Davis takes a ball. It's 1-0. Joe Ross, 5 1/3, 5 hits, 2 runs. Only one earned, a walk and 4 strikeouts. Pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. One pitch is over but low, and it's 2-1. Cruz with pretty good speed at first. Two outs. Milner's pitch missed low and away with a changeup. Three balls and one strike on Davis. Alika Williams is in the on deck circle for Pittsburgh. 3-1, and he caught the outside corner. Davis was getting ready to head to first. He thought he'd drawn the walk with ball four. Three balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch, and he missed inside, and he walked him. So a walk to Davis, and now first and second and two outs. And now here is Alika Williams. And Pat Murphy is out of the dugout. He's going to take the ball from Colby Milner here. And as we predicted, you can change the Key Brian Hayes ball that got this whole thing started up and was originally ruled an E5. It's a hit. So that means Ross's two runs were earned here tonight. So U.S. Cellular called the bullpen. They're proud to support the Brewers. When the game is on, notifications go off. Enjoy the game with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us. 4-1. Pirates out in front. Thiago Vieira coming into this game here in the bottom of the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Now's the time to make those big spring purchases at Fleet Farm. Husqvarna mowers, Minn Kota trollers, Goodyear tires. Fleet Rewards credit card members can enjoy special financing for 3 full years on qualifying purchases. So don't wait. There's never been a better time to get everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. 36-month special financing available on in-store purchases of $1,499 or more after discounts made with your Fleet Rewards credit card. Now through May 1st, 2024. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See customer service for details.
The Prevea Orthopedic team is led by accomplished doctors, focused on you and focused on your pain, all created with you in mind to take care of your hip, knee, shoulder, or whatever is stopping you from doing the things you love and loving the things you do. With the latest treatment and procedure options at Prevea, you'll get the best care around. And that makes everything less painful. Prevea Orthopedics, specializing in you.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
Thiago V Vieira takes over on the mound here in the bottom of the sixth. Three runs home for the Pirates. They lead it 4-1. And first and second with two outs for Alika Williams, their second baseman. First pitch from Vieira is down and away. And it's 1-0. Correct myself from earlier. I said that the change of that error originally charged Ortiz to a hit, which is the right call, would mean that Ross gave up two earned runs. 1-0 pitch, nailed the outside corner. It's 1-1. Actually, it still would be unearned because of the error on Bowers two batters later. After the Michael A. Taylor ground out, the Brewers would have been out of the inning with nothing across, so all of these runs, unearned runs here in this sixth inning. Swung on and fouled back by Williams. It's 1-2. So a 1-1 game has turned into a 4-1 Pirates advantage. Pirates have action in their bullpen. One would think that Jones's night is done, so the Brewers will try to get after that Pirates bullpen. Pitch is over but low with a slider. It's two balls and two strikes. We're blocked from the Pirates bullpen here. It's behind the Brewers bullpen in left center. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider. Contreras will flip it down to first to complete the strikeout as it was in the dirt. And the inning is over, but three big runs come across for Pittsburgh. A 1-1 tie becomes a 4-1 lead as we head to the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Hall of Famer Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What's the most lopsided trade ever, Bob?
Well, Brock for Broglio comes to mind, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Nolan Ryan for Jim Fregosi, too.
Didn't work out too well for the Mets.
No, it didn't.
What's the best trade you were a part of?
Well, that's easy. Usinger's.
What?
Usinger's, man. I traded cleats for meats. I'm a Hall of Fame sausage seller.
That's pretty good.
Living high on the hog, get it?
Look for Usinger's fine products, including Mr. Baseball brats, at your local Sendix.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
Four-one Pirates lead as we head to the seventh inning. Colin Holderman takes over on the mound for Pittsburgh. And back in with the play-by-play, here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you, Lane. The story of this game, the sixth inning, and what could have been for the Brewers and then what became for the Pirates. Brewers had them loaded, but Blake Perkins had that sharp ground out. Remained tied at one, and then three unearned runs score. 4-1 ball game. Here's Bryce Terang to greet the right-hander Holderman. The pitch is in there for a strike. So Jared Jones leaves in line for the win. Would be his second in the big leagues after six terrific innings. Four hits and one run against Jones, two walks and seven punchouts. Terang is almost hit by a breaking ball inside and low. 1-1, he did get back out of the way. 91 pitches for the rookie Jones. First time he ever faced the crew. It won't be the last. When you're in the division, you know you're going to see those guys for a long time. Here comes the 1-1. Flied foul and out of play down the left field line. 1-2 on Bryce. From Colin Holderman, also the pinch hitter Connor Joe, who had a big single in that three-run rally. He stays in where Rowdy Tellez was at first base. Holderman was the eighth inning guy a year ago. This is only his fifth outing of this season. 1-2 pitch, a little bit low. 96 on the sinker, 2-2 on Bryce. Over his first four outings, no wins nor losses. A 2.70 earned run average for the 28-year-old Colin Holderman. And he misses down and in and to rank. Checked his swing. It's a full count. He was on the injured list for the first couple of weeks of the season, was Holderman. A walk would be a great outcome here. 3-2 pitch coming. Ground ball hit to shortstop. Right at O'Neill Cruz, who's got it. Shows off that strong throwing arm. A bullet over to first. In time to get to Rang, who was hustling, but he's up by a step. One of the strongest arms in baseball, O'Neill Cruz. And he put it on display there. So one out as Terang goes to nothing for three. Jackson Churio and Joey Ortiz, the next two due up. Holderman, right-hander with a pitch. Ground ball hit to the second baseman. Moving left, Alika Williams goes into a dive. He's got it. Pops to his feet and throws out Churio. Alika Williams makes a great play. Two ground outs here for Holderman as Churio's nothing for three. And that'll bring up Joey Ortiz.
Third baseman, Joey Ortiz.
Alika Williams doesn't play every day, but when we've seen him in his 2 years with Pittsburgh, he always does things to really help that team, offensively and defensively. Ortiz had one of the hits against the starter Jones. He takes a strike here from Holderman. Last year, Holderman in 58 games had a 3.86 earned run average. Getting the seventh tonight, protecting a 4-1 lead. Two out, and Ortiz has to jackknife back out of the way of a breaking ball. 1-1. Pittsburgh trying to snap a six-game skid. 1-1 pitch. Ortiz took low. 97 on the sinker. 2-1, though, on Joey. Pirates have scored more than three runs for the first time in seven games. They never did it in the six-game skid. Chopper foul by Ortiz. Slowly hit back towards the third base on deck circle. And it's 2-2. Yeah, that offense had been dormant, but they just woke up in that sixth inning. Three-run rally, their best rally in a week. Brewers trying to come from behind here. They're looking for a fifth straight win. First of a four-game set. 2-2 pitch. Fouled back by Joey. He reached out and poked the sweeper back into the screen. Sun has completely set. There is a big, bright full moon looming over the Allegheny River. 2-2 again to Joey. Way outside. Fastball pulled to the left-handed batter's box, so a full count. Terang had worked one of those earlier in the inning. And now Joey Ortiz is able to go 3-2 against Colin Holderman. Timeout called by the batter before the payoff pitch. Top of the order, Sal Frelick in the on-deck circle. And Holderman wants his catcher, Henry Davis, to come out and talk to him. They're not on the same page about the pitch that they want to throw here. You can get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hurry, you got to order by April 30th. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com. So two out. The Brewers had that threat in the sixth inning, in which they left the bases loaded. Otherwise, there haven't been a ton of base runners. Their only run coming on a Rhys Hoskins solo homer in the fifth. They trail 4-1 to Pittsburgh. And now Davis and Holderman on the same page. 3-2 pitch coming. Popped up foul coming back over the screen and into the seats. Pirates played very well late in the season last year against the Brewers, trying to win the first game between the clubs this year. 3-2 again. Ortiz takes outside corner, strike three called. It was very close to the edge on a fastball, but Holderman and the Pirates get the call. And Collins got himself a 1-2-3 seventh inning. It's time to stretch as Thiago Vieira goes back to work. 4-1 Pirates on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. The Brewers 414 value menu is your way to save on ballpark food this season. Visit any concession with 414 value menu options and grab a junior hot dog, junior nachos, junior soda, or Cracker Jack for $4 each. Look for the 414 value menu all season. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway hand-cooked tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit pompstire.com.
Save big money on Menards' unbeatable selection of Atlas roofing products. Atlas shingles have the curb appeal you're looking for and the protection you deserve. Castlebrook, Briarwood, and Pinnacle shingles feature a limited lifetime warranty, up to 130 mile per hour wind warranty, and a super wide design for fast installation. Choose from 20 styles in stock, ready to take home today. And check out Menards.com for all of our hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center field!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Top of the order coming up for the Pirates, trying to add on to a 4-1 lead in the bottom of the seventh. Thiago Vieira facing Andrew McCutchen, who takes high for ball one on a slider. It was actually probably in the zone, not called as such. McCutchen's had a great night, a homer and a single. He is 2-for-3, 1-0 pitch. That's called wide. Boy, two pitches that very easily could have been called strikes were not, and it's 2-0.
The two guys that are the difference for the Pirates tonight have been McCutchen and Cruz. McCutchen came in 4 for his last 28.
He grounds the 2-0 back through the middle and into center field. He's got his third hit of the game. In to pick it up is Blake Perkins. He throws it in to hold him to a single. And Lane, to your point, he has turned it around here against the Brewers.
At 3-for-4 tonight, he was 4 for his last 28, 0 for his last 11 coming into tonight. Cruz was 0 for his last 9 and 4 for his last 44 coming into tonight.
He had been so struggling, O'Neill Cruz, that there were folks around here saying maybe we ought to send him to the minors and try to have him figure it out at AAA. And then all of a sudden tonight, he's 3-for-3. The Brewers have been tortured by O'Neill Cruz in his big league career, and he's the difference in the game.
Wish they would have sent him down to the minors this morning.
No kidding.
He's played well.
Brian Reynolds up there, and the pitch bounced in from Vieira. 4-1 Pittsburgh. Reynolds waits and takes low, although that looked like that could have been a strike. 2-0. Very tight strike zone for Thiago here from Jeremy Rehak in this seventh. 2-0 pitch. Called a ball. It was outside. Now they appeal to see if he swung, and he did. Reynolds just went around. Tom Hanahan is the umpire at third, who says it's a swinging strike one on Brian Reynolds. 2-1 with McCutchen at first and nobody out. Vieira from his stretch. The 2-1 pitch. That's a strike over the inside corner, 97 miles an hour, 2-2. Seventh inning stretch has been brought to you by IslandResortGolf.com. Fans of relaxing summer sports, time to book your stay and book a golf package for Sweetgrass and Sage Run. The 2-2 coming inside. It comes near the ankles of Reynolds, who's able to hop back out of the way, a full count. For best availability at Sweetgrass and Sage Run, visit IslandResortGolf.com today. Vieira came in the sixth, and he got the final out on a strikeout. 3-2 coming. Reynolds takes low. Threw him a slider, and it's ball four, so two on, nobody outs. Do you get the feeling, as I did, that once the Pirates got a few runs in, it's like the weight of the world was kind of lifted off of their shoulders? The last, like, 20 minutes of this game, they look like a different team. Sometimes that's what it takes in baseball. You just need to get something good to happen. Unfortunately, at the moment, it's coming at the expense of the crew. Chris Hook, the pitching coach, out to visit with Thiago Vieira. 4-1 Pittsburgh, McCutchen at second, Reynolds at first. And Key Brian Hayes coming up. Trip to the mound brought to you by Potawatomi Sportsbook. State-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Potawatomi, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening coming up in just over a week. Potawatomi Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting.
I mean, this is a team that started 9-2. They won 9 of their first 11. Then they turned around and lost 9 of their next 11. And those drastic swings, I always think, are a little bit more dramatic when they come early. The Pirates felt like they had an improved team. I think they do ultimately have an improved team. Still figuring that out a little bit, though.
Here comes Key Brian Hayes. Chris Hook back to the dugout, and he swings and skies one into shallow right. Play for Jackson Churio. Backtracks a few steps, set it underneath, makes the catch. Tagging and going to third is McCutchen, and Churio won't make a throw over that way. Aggressive base running by McCutchen. And in the end, it's a productive flyout by Key Brian Hayes. Runner gets the third with only one out, representing the fifth Pirates run.
First baseman.
And here comes Connor Joe. Let's drive around the league. Out of town scores brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Reds are getting shut out by the Phillies 7-0 at Great American Ballpark. Phillies on the doorstep of a seventh consecutive win. Here's Joe with runners on the corners, and he hits it right out in front of the plate. Play for Contreras, looks the runner back to third and throws to first in time to retire Connor Joe. Up to second goes Brian Reynolds. William didn't want to risk trying to turn a double play on that. He made sure of getting one out, so it's runners at second and third. Two away, and Jack Sawinski will be the batter. That was a good result for Vieira.
Left fielder Jack Sawinski.
So the Reds' three-game winning streak looks like that's about to snap. Cardinals hosting the Diamondbacks. They trail 2-0 already at Busch in the bottom of the fourth. Here's Sawinski in the pitch. Inside, ball one. Very close again. That was off the plate. Sawinski reached on the error by Jake Bauer's last inning that really changed the whole complexion of this game. 1-0 pitch. Low, and it's 2-0. He's 0 for 3 is the left fielder of the Pirates, left-handed batter. That error made all three runs that scored unearned. And now the Brewers are just going to put on Sawinski. It was 2-0 anyway. First base was open. You had a right-handed hitter, Michael A. Taylor, do. And so they intentionally walked Jack Sawinski. Second walk of the inning by Vieira. And the bases will be loaded for the veteran, Michael A. Taylor.
Michael A. Taylor.
4-1 Pirates. For the Brewers' chances tonight, you feel like this is a must-get. And ball one misses a little bit up and in to Taylor from Thiago Vieira. Taylor tried to bunt. It was a safety squeeze last inning. He ended up getting a runner to second. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Slider 1-1. They gave Taylor credit for a sacrifice on that bunt, although it wasn't what he was trying to do back in the sixth. So he's 0 for 2. Three men lead with two outs. Seventh inning. Vieira's 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fooled him with a slider. It was in the dirt outside, but 1-2 the count. There is activity in the Pirates' bullpen. Holderman looks like he'll be a one inning and done tonight. Should be another pitcher when we go to the eighth. Timeout is called here by Taylor before the 1-2 pitch. Vieira trying to escape trouble. Keep the deficit at three runs. Chiago coming set at the belt. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He blew him away. Elevated 98-mile-an-hour heat. And Vieira does get himself out of the jam. Ortho ASAP strikeout. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. We go to the eighth with Milwaukee trailing 4-1 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Golfers are excited about playing Sweetgrass and Sage Run. Book your early season golf adventure today. Early season runs May 3rd through May 24th. Stay and play golf packages start at $110. Add to your experience a post-round massage at the Drift Spa. Enjoy a steak and cold beer, then time with your friends at your favorite table games. Visit islandresortgolf.com and take a drive.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
He struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's the veteran flamethrower, Aroldis Chapman, coming in for the eighth with the Brewers trailing 4-1. Don't forget, we got the flash sale starting tomorrow for the games against the Rays, April 29th through May 1st. Tomorrow and Wednesday, great deal. Go to brewers.com/flash sale for all the info. Here's Chapman for the eighth. And here's Lane Grindle for the call.
All right, thank you, Josh. Joey Weimer will pinch hit against the lefty Chapman. And Chapman's first pitch to him is a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. A 4-1 Pirates lead. This is the part of the Pirates bullpen that has been a little shaky. Chapman, his last three outings, he's given up five runs. A one pitch. Weimer takes a strike, and it's 0-2. Gave up an unearned run against Boston in his last outing on the 21st. Gave up three earned runs in New York against the Mets back on the 15th. And a run against Philadelphia before that. Swing and a miss on a fastball at 102 miles per hour to strike out Weimer to start the eighth. Chapman's had some command issues. He has walked six batters in his last four innings. So here's William Contreras with one out, nobody on. Chapman's first offering to him is down and in, and it's 1-0. Fastball at 100. Remember a couple of years ago, Chapman's velo had been way down, and you thought maybe Father Time had caught up to Aroldis Chapman, but not the case. Last year, the velo was back. And there's a pitch, misses down and in with a fastball. Two balls and no strikes. And it is back again this year. 36 years of age for Aroldis Chapman. He gets the eighth inning here tonight for Derek Shelton. 2-0, up and away. Three balls and no strikes on Contreras. And, of course, the really good closer, David Bednar, has had his struggles this year. He's an all-star, but has an ERA in the mid-11s. 3-0, Contreras taking all the way, took a strike. High strike, fastball at 98, just clipped the very top of the zone. And it's 3-1 on William. Trying to get base runners here, trailing by three runs in the top of the eighth. Chapman's 3-1 pitch. Contreras checked his swing. They appeal to first. Yep, he checked it. Pitch missed low, and it's a one-out walk to Contreras. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And the Brewers get a runner here. And Willie Adames coming to the plate. Absolutely a check swing by Contreras. Here's Adames, who's 0 for 3. Chapman brings home the first pitch, and it's down and in. And it's 1-0, and he has lost his command with that fastball. Well, tonight's eighth inning brought to you by the Wisconsin Labor's District Council and the over 900 signatory contractor partners who are building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. 1-0's high, two balls and no strikes. Let me spell it for you. L-I-U-N-A, and feel the power. So the command that we told you about, a little bit of an issue right now for Chapman. 2-0 to Adames. And that missed low. And it's 3-0. And Chapman in danger of putting the tying run at the plate. And his former teammate Gary Sanchez stands in the on-deck circle. Now a toss to first, and Contreras a little late to get back, but is able to get back in time. Williams not going anywhere. That's probably just more Chapman trying to buy himself a little bit of time. 3-0 pitch is all the way back to the backstop, and it hits the bricks and then comes all the way back to Chapman. That's how much he missed that one by. A fastball at 97, way up. And it is a walk to Adames, so back-to-back walks. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And now Oscar Marine is jogging out there to chat with Chapman. And the Brewers have the tying run at the plate in the form of Gary Sanchez. So Brewers making this really interesting here in this eighth inning. Jared Koenig is getting loose in the Brewers' pen. You're going to have two power hitters up there against Chapman in Sanchez. And if Hoskins can get to the plate, another guy with a lot of power. Hunter Stratton, a right-hander, is getting loose in the Pirates' bullpen. Trips to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, state-of-the-art sports betting venue. It's coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee, and the grand opening's coming in May. A new era of sports betting. So here's Sanchez. You know about the power with Gary Sanchez. Trying to get one in the air, elevated. Chapman, first pitch. And Sanchez took a ball down and away. It's 1-0. Right now, if you're a Brewer, you're just keeping that bat on your shoulder. Make him show you he can throw a strike or even two. 1-0 pitch. That missed outside. That was the slider, and Chapman staring back at Jeremy Reak, but he got it right. Two balls and no strikes on Sanchez. Chapman looks back at second base. Delivers the pitch. Way inside, it's 3-0 on Gary. And now some boos starting to rain down on PNC Park. Chapman brings home the 3-0 pitch, and that's up and away. He walked him. A four-pitch walk to Sanchez, and the Brewers have loaded the bases with three straight walks. Chapman just a mess right now. He cannot find the strike zone at all, and one would imagine that Derek Shelton would more than likely come take the ball from him. And now he is climbing up the steps of the dugout, and he's going to now finally emerge after Hoskins gets in the box, and he's going to make the call to the bullpen. Well, U.S. Cellular call, the bullpen has been made. They're proud to support the Brewers. When the game is on, notifications go off. Enjoy the game with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Well, this one getting very interesting. Bases loaded, one out. Aroldis Chapman out of this game. Hunter Stratton coming in. Pirates with a 4-1 lead on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit paysbig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss, less is more.
Hunter Stratton is on for Pittsburgh. The bases are loaded for the crew. It's the second time today they've had their bases loaded. They stranded the bases loaded back in the sixth inning. Now they've got them loaded in the eighth inning. Stratton taking over for Chapman. It's a 4-1 Pirates lead. Stratton making his 11th appearance. A 4.35 ERA for the right-hander. Had a rough outing two outings ago on the 17th against the Mets. Gave up four runs. He was good against Boston over two innings over the weekend. Pitch missed outside to Rhys Hoskins. It's 1-0. Pirates are out of mound visits. Worth noting. Owen Miller's running for Sanchez at first. Here's a ground ball up the third baseline. Charging it is Hayes. Only play is going to be at first. He makes that play. Contreras will score from third. The trail runners move up 90 feet. It's a 4-2 ball game. And the Brewers have runners at second and third. And Blake Perkins coming to the plate. So not the base knock you were looking for, but still a productive out by Hoskins. Get you two runs closer, or I should say, a run closer and two runs down, and a base hit here could tie this game. Perkins has been hot at the plate of late. Stratton brings home the pitch, a swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Adames at third, and Miller at second base. Perkins 0-for-2 with a walk today. 0-1. And Perkins took up and away. It's one ball and one strike. So Hoskins has driven in the two runs the Brewers have been able to push across here this evening against Pirates pitching. The 1-1 from Stratton. Ground ball to first. Gobbled up by Joe. Stumbling, and he'll feed Stratton at first base just in time before the speedy Perkins can get to the bag. A little bit interesting. Pirates get out of it, minimize the damage. The Brewers do get a run, though, without the benefit of a hit. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's 4-2 Pirates on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Somebody help my house. It's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property doctor.